This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. We've never seen anything like this before, says an expert on the presidency. A former president's home raided by the FBI. And Donald Trump isn't happy. The AP's Sagar Magani.
People familiar with the incident say it was part of an investigation into whether Trump took classified records from the White House to Mar-a-Lago. The Justice Department's been investigating potential mishandling of classified information since the National Archives and Records Administration said it took 15 boxes of classified records from Mar-a-Lago earlier this year. The search is a dramatic escalation of the law enforcement scrutiny of Trump, who said his home was raided and under siege. He's casting it as part of a Democrat-led effort to stop him from winning back the White House in 2024. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Dangerous heat, says the National Weather Service, across parts of the nation from the northwest to the northeast. The Weather Service's Frank Pereira.
This is August, so I mean, we can expect, you know, summer-like temperatures across portions of the country. The main point is that these are pretty anomalous temperatures across, you know, portions of the country, resulting in the heat advisories and the excessive heat warnings that are currently being posted.
Three people are dead following a shooting and hostage situation at a Narcotics Anonymous meeting in Florida. A SWAT team found the gunman and two others dead, say police. It happened last night in Edgewater, which is near Daytona Beach. A minor COVID outbreak was enough for China to shut down a famous palace in Tibet. China's got a zero COVID policy that's been slammed by critics, including the World Health Organization. Here at home, the price of gas is still falling. Gas is down to $4.03 a gallon today. This is AP News. The AP's Tim McGuire with the latest now on the killings of four Muslim men in Albuquerque, New Mexico.
The president of New Mexico's Islamic Center, Ahmed Assad, says Muslims in the state, and particularly Albuquerque, are on edge.
We've never gone through anything like this before. This is really a surreal time for us. We're in fear of the safety of our children, our families.
Four Muslim men have been killed in ambushes in the city since last November. Three of them were killed in just the last 2 weeks. Police, while not saying where they found them, have released images of a dark gray or silver four-door Volkswagen that appears to be a Jetta or Passat with dark-tinted windows. Investigators believe the vehicle is linked to all four of the attacks.
The heat wave in France is expected to last until the weekend. Temperatures could hit 104 in southern France. They won't drop below 68 at night. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.